USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The National Mall is now closed to the public as thousands of National Guard troops descend on Washington, D.C. ahead of Inauguration Day. The deployment is part of a massive security operation amid threats of more violence at President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen tells CNN that based on those threats that law enforcement have identified, the security measures are needed.
We now have, I think, 25,000 National Guard men and women in Washington, D.C. That's 10 times the amount of troops that we currently have in Afghanistan, and that's just the National Guard. On top of that, of course, you have different police force. So I think the security is definitely necessary and warranted. It is a sad reflection on where we are in our democracy today.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new study is out looking at the impact of mandatory coronavirus lockdowns. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns around the world did not provide significantly more benefits in slowing the spread of the coronavirus than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And Los Angeles County has become the first county in the nation to report more than 1 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Officials in the California county also say they've identified the more infectious UK variant of the virus as well. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke Saturday at Naval Air Station Lemoore in California, thanking troops for their service and touting the foreign policy achievements of the Trump administration.
4 years ago, we inherited a military that had been hollowed out by devastating budget cuts. Our troops hadn't seen a significant pay raise in nearly 10 years. Our military lacked equipment at a level that was actually impacting readiness. And our NATO allies weren't meeting their commitments to our common defense. Iran was resurgent across the Middle East, and a terrorist organization controlled a landmass the size of Pennsylvania. But I couldn't be more proud to stand before all you heroes today and report. Under the leadership of President Donald Trump, we've rebuilt our military. We've restored the arsenal of democracy. And we've enacted the largest increases in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're once again giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard, and Guardians the resources and the support that you deserve. And we've provided for our active duty personnel the largest pay raise in nearly 10 years. And you deserve every penny.
And Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.